MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Fred Razak. He's chief trading strategist for CM Trading. Fred, appreciate the time today. Tesla share price been under, I suppose we could say, severe pressure. Many are blaming Elon Musk, but you're not quite so convinced by that story. You're saying we've seen a bit of sort of stagnation in the advancements that initially really did define that brand as the first sort of really viable electric vehicle available to the general populace.
So I think it's a couple of things and a couple of issues that is stagnating the company. I don't think it's Elon Musk himself, but it could be always attributed back to the chief. But I think it's more lack of innovation. Mm-hmm. I think that their competition has actually caught up to them to a certain degree. And they kind of put a lot of, I wouldn't say it bombed, but it didn't really take off as much as the iconic symbol was supposed to. So it's a combination of a few factors, I think, that have resulted in their situation right now.
You mentioned Cybertruck there. I mean, it has been, it also started life as what, I think a $35,000 truck, ended life as $100,000, and does perhaps show some broader issues within the company and ability to not so much innovate, that was innovative, but to deliver on the promises.
Like I said, it's a few things. It's the fact that they haven't updated the cars. The style of the cars haven't been updated at all. So it's a combination of things that have really contributed to the stagnation of the company. Now, I would add also that Elon Musk has been actually less focused on the business as he's trying to, you know, scale into other businesses. And, you know, that is always a very tricky and very unique kind of strategy because, you know, there is a Jack Welch who did completely irrelevant businesses, but every time he went into it, he did really well and he succeeded in anything he touched. And, you know, time will only tell if Elon Musk can recreate that kind of success in different types of categories of businesses.
But also just broader. I mean, I think, you know, he's got SpaceX, he's got Twitter, or X as he calls it, XAI, his artificial intelligence business. All of these in of themselves would be a full-time position. And he's juggling a lot of balls and he may or may not be a genius, but it's still a lot of juggling to happen.
Absolutely. And that's on one side. But there's also the other side that he's so unpredictable. And I think that what makes him so fearful for his competition. Because he's able to, you know, just re-innovate. And, you know, I've said this before, but I think that, you know, Tesla, if I was to compare it to another company, I would compare it to Apple. When Apple came out, they were innovative. They were ahead of the curve. And then they kind of lost their way and they had to recreate that. And I think that that will, for Tesla to be relevant in the next 5 to 10 years, I think Tesla's going to have to do that. If you look at the design of their cars, it hasn't changed much. There's small variations to it, but they have to do something iconic. And I think that that's what they were hoping the Cybertruck would do, which it stalled. So they're going to have to come up with another, you know, back to the drawing pad and, you know, kind of see what they can do. And like I said, the amount of pressure they're feeling from competition, like BYD, which is Build Your Dream, or Rivian, which is another truck company that's an electric truck, is just outstanding. So I think they've got tremendous pressure from other competitions that are putting some pressure on the company.
Yeah, that's a great point, because when Tesla started, it was Tesla. It was them only. There'd been a couple of others, the Volt, the Leaf and the like, but really it was all around Tesla. Now they've got that competition. We're even seeing sort of the traditional US ICE vehicle manufacturers getting in, aside from the BYDs and the Rivians and the like. It suddenly is, you know, when you build the future, everyone else kind of joins you on that place.
Yeah, and beyond that, I would say that also to their credit, they do have brand loyalty to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Like if you see some of the users that have bought Teslas before, they've upgraded to new Teslas. And that is still a market that has yet to be seen to show us whether or not they could, you know, sustain those type of repeat customers moving forward.
And I liked your point around Apple, because Apple was completely lost in its way. They brought back Steve Jobs, who really was a visionary. And he kind of proved the point that companies can get a second chance, that they need to innovate, they need to do a lot, but it's not lost. It's not a case of it is over.
No, I think the basic elements are there. I mean, he's an innovative person and he's always forward thinking and, you know, he surrounds himself with those type of people. So I really believe to the core, the company can reinvigorate themselves and re-innovate themselves. The question is will they have enough time to do that, you know, in the situation that they are up against the ropes? That's the question that needs to be really answered. And I think time will only tell.
Yeah, I take your point. I suppose there are risks, but I suppose there's also equally opportunity. And certainly it's not over for Tesla. They need to grab those opportunities. Fred Razak, Chief Trading Strategist, CM Trading. Appreciate the time today. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.